Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
All right, we're holding now, starting the eighth perek. We're holding down the bottom of Ayin Amid Beis. And we'll see, Mit Hashem, hopefully it will, if we get early, I have a few things that I would like to add from the Gemaras that we had before by Dinam of Chatzos Ha'Oif also. Where you say to stick a Dinam of Chatzos Ha'Oif, but I don't want to get involved and belabor that now, but we'll do this start with the Gemaras that we're starting with now, and then see how much time we have to go back and to talk about the Bailus Seif Tahar, the Blitz of Bailus Seif Tahar, and Arifa, Suez Ishkitasa, all the Dinim that we have, Dinim of Kachuk Shemesu, very big Yisaitis. We'll have to see more about that. Okay, let's start with the bottom line on the base. Oh, Yehuda's there also. Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, hi Yehuda, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, good to see you, Rabbi.
Good. Baruch David is not on? No. Kol hazvachim shenisarvu b'chatos ha-mesis. Let's say we have korbanos that are mixed in with chatos ha-mesis. Chatos ha-mesis, where the din is, we're not allowed to use them. The halacha l'moshevi Sinai tells us that they have to be left to die. You're not allowed to use them. You're not even allowed to be painted them. And even, whatever happens, they're useless. And you can't bring them for a karbanos, of course. So let's say we have, very misleading in what the pshat, in the wording of the Mishnah is, but we have, it would seem to be, kol hazvachim that are nisarev in chatos ha-mesis. The wording indicates that we're talking about raiv. Raiv are chatos ha-mesis. But in reality, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is telling us that even where we would normally say that that itself should be batel because it's only a miut, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's not like that. And that we'll see. Umar is going to say. Kol hazvachim that were nisarev, regular korbanos that were nisarev with chatos ha-mesis, which is the raiv and which is the miut. Oh, b'shar ha-nisko. Well, you could have a case where it's a shar anisko, where it's aser bahana, shar went and killed somebody, and a bezdin of some gimel came, and they pasked a chiv biso on the shar, and it became aser bahana. Afilu achas beribai, even if you have 1 in 10,000, 1 shar anisko, in 10,000 other behemoths, or 1 chatos ha-mesis, that became the tzarev, in any of the other ones, or 10,000 of the other ones, the din is yamusu. Yamusu kulan, they're all chai, they're all doomed for misa. The din is that you have to let them all die. Let's take a look right away at the Rashi. I see my Shanisan is here. I want to give him a first of all Yashar Koyach for taking over. Which means I had to be Marbis Torah in many other venues.
Rebbe, he was excellent. He was very good.
Let's take a look at the Rashi that he tells us here. Kol hazvachim afilu achas beribay. Hashta bashma. Ach. The mashmos achas shera beribay shel chatos ha-mesis. This is very misleading because the wording seems to indicate you had one kashera carbon that became mixed in together with multiple other ones. Hilchah parach. The Gemara therefore will ask, what does it mean? Maya afilu. What's afilu? It's bush. According to this, Pirish means that the Rive is really the ones that are basis. The Tanishanisarhu, Bechatosa basis, because we learned that they were the Sarath in Chatosa basis. And what are the Chamesh Chatos basis? Nimu, there are five of them. We have five of them. And one of the five, very difficult Rashi over here also. We have Vlad Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Baleha, Tumuris Chatos, Chatos Shekipru Baleha. Then Rashi adds something, V'sha'omda V'nitzeis Balas Mum. Where did that come in? If you look at the Tzayt Kutchim comes and changes it, because the one that we would expect to be over here is Chatos Shomer Shnosa. And here Rashi adds, V'sha'omda V'sha'nitzeis Balas Mum. And came there, and what is that doing over here? Rashi, even though it says it like that in Tamura also, it's not that much of a shocker. Oh, Baruch Dov is here, yeah. So it's not that much of a shocker. It says it like that in Tamura also. But if you look at the Tzayt Kutchim, you look at where it brings the Mesiras Hashas, I believe it's Isai. You see over here in my Gemara, it is like this. I don't know everybody else's. Huh?
Yeah, we have it.
Well, you might have it differently in how it's brought. Yeah, in my Gemara, it's the Mitzvah. So you see where he brings the Tzayt Kutchim? It's Isai. I don't know about you. Gears us on Tzayt Kutchim. Vlahat Chatas, Utmuris Chatas. Chatos Shemesu Baleha, V'Shekipru Baleha, V'Yach V'Sheibra Shnosa. Rashi leaves that out, shows why he leaves it out, that it is like that. Of course, the rule that we have is the acronym that makes it very easy to remember is V'Simna. V'Simna, Vlad, Chatos, Tmuris Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Baleha, Chatos Shenizkapru Baleha, and Chatos Sheibra Shnosa. The Vav Tuf Mem Nun Ayin. And therefore, so what we have over here, that's what it is. And they were the Sarim Svokit Sherim Mishar Shenevda Bo Avera. Well, what we have over here, they were the Sarvul. Again, by their Mishar Shenevda Bo Avera. Echad Bi Echad Mafarish Bi Yosil Bayhi. Go, let's see what they are. Here we have what? Again, Nachama. It started off by telling us, Paul Azvachin Shenisarvu Mechatos HaBesis. Oh, Mishar HaNiskel, Afilu Achas Perima. So the Afilu we have to deal with. And the Gemara is going to say, it's talking about, again, that HaBesis or Shar Niskel. But it was the Niyat. One became the Sarav in 10,000 Kosher ones. All right. Cool. Kula, this, so then we have what? Yuamusa Kula. Bisarvu, Bishar, Shenevda, Boavera. What about that? Bisarvu, that here comes the Rashi again. And what is Bisarvu? Bisarvu, Zvachik, Sherim. Bishar, Shenevda, Boavera. You have Kashra Karbonis. Zvachim, Sherim. You have Kashra Karbonis. You have Chatos, you have Eilis. Whatever you have, and amongst the whole Katarumis, you have something that it was Nevda Bo Avera, for example. Oh, Shehemis is Ha'adam Al Piedachot. Let's say you had one that was Nevda Bo Avera, or you have a Shar, that a behemoth that killed a person. I'll pay, not I'll pay to aid him, because of course we have it, I'll pay to aid him. Sure. Then you have a Bezen of Chav Gimel, becomes Usher, Bahada, because you have to kill it. Shehemis son of I'll pay Ein Echad, but this happened only I'll pay Ein Echad. What is the din if an Ein Echad comes and says that the Shar killed somebody? Oh, I'll pay Bailim, where the Bailim? Well, so Rashi over here comes and tells us on top, Shehemis is a adam al pi ein echad o al pi habaylim. The shar shehemis al pi habaylim. Sure, that kills somebody, I'll be on my limb. If the Lebeskilik. A shar that killed someone, and how do you know that it killed it? Because the Bailam said that my shar killed somebody. Over there, it's not, there is no Chivskila, and Rashi tells us something which is very elusive. It might have been Kadas Putter, because he says it's might have been Kadas. And Taisvis, of course, here, other places, takes issue of this. What does it mean? It's a Kadas. The din of killing a shah, because it is. What do with the knas? And there should be a din of made be knas potter. But it means, look, pashtus, the way that we would say it means is, he doesn't mean that it's a knas. He means that it's not a din edus. When he uses the klal of made be knas, he means that it's not acceptable as edus. There's no toras edus to it. Similar to what might have been crashed, because over there there is no din anus. Over here also there is no din anus, and therefore you're not able to accept it to kill the shar.
That way you can apply to the
Yeah. The Chain, Raveya, or the same thing happens. Necha comes and says that the shar was Raveya, a human being, or it was a Nirva, was a victim of the copulation with a human being. So what is the din over there? Let's say it happened on your day two Adam. Over there also, sure, it's going to be Chayim Misa. But not on your day in Adachot. What is the din of an Adachot? So the din of an Adachot over there, if it says that the Shar is a Nirva, and the Shar is a Raveya, you can't kill it because you need two Adam. With the benefit of Chav Gimel, but Al Yidei Ein Echad, it's also for a carbon. We learned out that for a carbon, though you can't, I cannot use it. Mara and Tamura, well, we learned it out in Habakkuk. Yeah, it's Mutter behind the Hav, but you can't use it for a carbon. That's right. The Hashta Lav Sharanisko. So here, it's not a Sharanisko where it's not Al Yidei Ein Echad or Al Yidei Abaylam. The lack of the member Yomusu. And therefore you can't say it's Yomusu because there is no din over here. It doesn't have a din of it, does not have a din of a Shar Nisla. Shrey Mutarim Mahadit. These things are mutter, not for a Gavaya, not for a carbon, but for Gavaya, but for Mahadit, it's going to be mutter. Imlamikdei Hazevacha Ba'urabahem. And not for, I mean, except for the, and if it's a zevach, that's, even without being a zevach, everything is going to be mutter, but okay, I have it. The Iyasha linkar es kulon, l'tzarche min, oisa zevach, l'hakrivam, sharei psulim l'hakrava. We'll see more about this, can you read it with Tamura, min ha-behema l'haitzia t'araveya, where we have all these dinim that we have, so there's no other alternative. So what do you do with these things? What are you going to do? You're going to be painted? Can't be painted. What is the thing about what we learn out? One of the drushes that we learn out from over here is also, it's mukta. See what I'm saying? What are you going to do? You're going to sell all of them for the tzairach of the tzairach min isa zevach to bring them. You can't do that because they're puzzle for haprava. There's no answer for this. Can you imagine? There's no answer for any of them. Can you meet him in Tamura? Like we darshan all multiple drushes from that pasuk. Says me na behema laitzias raveva hanirva. That's it. It's doomed. You can never bring it for a carbon. Raveva nirva. Min habakars laitzias hanevat. Three might see a behema that was worshipped to be an avodah zarah. Min hatzayin to be might see a sabuktsa. I'm going to skip that for a second and then come right back to it. To be a shar, which is a nakra that kills. Mukta is what?
They were matzit litzayra chanat the avodah zarah. The lowly krivo, but they weren't. They're not makrivit. The neva chos avodah zarah. That means you made it into an avodah zarah. These pachav alone, and you bowed down to it and worshipped it. They mean a pair kol asurim. The meseches tamura. These things are mutar lahagit. The reason is, the whole thing that we're talking about over here is, we think these things, again, it's mutar lahagit for a gavaya, it is, and it's going to be usher. So it's going to be usher. Rashi comes and he tells us, the main hanevad, what happened by the nevad?
Why is that?
He made it into an avodah zarah, and he was mishtachav alo. But and he bowed down to it, worshipped it. What? It doesn't mean mishtachav. It means he worshipped it with one of the ways. How you worship the avodah zarah? It's not mishtachav alo because mishtachav alo is different. Like we know, maseches avodah zarah. It's not totally whether they do it, they normally do it like that, they don't normally do it like that. But the date of Ishtachava is one of the absolutes. It's not like Markulis and the Balpa'ar, it's not like that. You could be Ishtachava to that, it also is. So let's go back. Then he says what before? What is Muktzin? The Haitzi is Adamat, me not sign to be my Tzi Muktzin, me not sign. The Haitzi is Adagayach. Now, Mukta Shehitzayu, he set it aside. Letzayra Chavaitis Kaychavim. Now, what does this mean? Letzayra Chavaitis Kaychavim. The Lohi Kriva, he set it aside. Lechayra, he means for Takruvis. The Lohi Kriva, and he was not Makrivit. You look at the, let's say a second by, the Maseres HaShas. Again, here also, Sarach Leimar Abdo. There he says, there, Loyzi is Abutsa Shehitze with Sarach, but it's Kachavim. Abdo. Yeah. So what are we dealing with then?
Just set it aside.
There's a big difference between Hikrivo and Abdo. One, Abdo implies that what did he want to do with the behemoth? He wanted to make it into an avodah zarah. Hikrivai, it means that he did not want to make it into an avodah zarah. He wanted to bring makrivit to some other avodah zarah. And that's a shaila. What we have this when we talk about the din of muktzah for avodah zarah. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, and Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet comes, and the Rambam tells us, we have a Machlokes here, a Rambam and a Raifet. The Rambam, we have very big Yisaitis over here, Raifet. Let me just read a Rambam. Made a mistake I had in mind to bring over here Gemara tomorrow also, I don't have it. Sorry, Yehuda, be Mishabash Talmud Chacham. Thank you very much. But before we get to the Gemara tomorrow, thank you very much, Yehuda. Shkeh, Sakhar Rambam. Thank you. The Rambam brings in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, and he argues with a Raifet. Let's take a look over here. Very big Yedidin that we have. Me'emos ayti posala behema oha eif. When does a behema or a knife become posal mishu muktzah? There's a drasha that we have of muktzah. What is muktzah? Muktzah for avodah zarah. Mishu yasu bohen ha'kaimrim maisen. When the galochim go and they perform some kind of an act designating it for avodah zarah. Kigayim, she yigzazu aisa, let's say they shear it,
Give it a haircut. Oh, yabdu bo l'shem avayda zara. They do it l'shem avayda zara. They do it l'shem avayda zara.
They need a
maisa. You see, they need a maisa. And they're doing a maisa to make it l'shem avayda zara. Avo b'dvarim, if they merely do it verbally, something like that, they go and they said, this behemoth should now be used as a source of worship. And we want people now to bow down to this, to worship this. That's nothing, the Rebbe Rambam says. Avo b'dvarim, eino nase mukza she'ein hegdish la'avayda zara. For this, there is no such thing as being magnishit repair for avayda zara. You want to know how to be matzin and make it did a mukta for that? It needs an act. Comes a ravid. The ravid says, "Amar Avram, zel mechaber. He's medaber iser mizbeach to the iser skila. Ulay ain medaber sharei nirval pia baila ba pia derchad. Sheeda bemisa it's puzzle of mizbeach." There was a Maisa Avera David Deshahu Mos. The Ima Behema Nirva Vadai Moina and Sheherai Veya Bentes. Yesh Bisfarim Shalanu Luscha Achrina. Ein Mukta Usser Ella Acha She Yinku or She Yabdu Boklum. The Mishah She Yinku Iso Far Butla Hakta Usso. Chalaluhu, liyila back to us, a lobo eating mice. Hoyle vihik says, gufa liyis avayda zara. Zukta Ravid, when we talk about the din of being back to setting this aside for being an avayda zara, it does not need a mice. What does it mean? When is it sometimes that it needs a mice? Sometimes it does not need a mice. That's only when you want to make it ice avayda zara. You're able to make it ice avayda zara. It was an avayda zara, and now you want to discontinue its usage for avayda zara. How would you do that? Let's say you did it for use it for avayda zara, and now the galacha want to use it for their own personal use. They say, let's say they come and they say, oh, this thing itself was being used for the last 5 years for avayda zara. We don't want to use it for that anymore. We went, you know, enough already. We want to use it for ourselves. Something right in. It does not become Maisa Avodah Zarah. Only one way. You'll do a Maisa to go and demonstrate the fact that you want to now use it for a purpose of chulin, for a mundane purpose, then you're able to do it. Which means that we have two machlokesed, really. Between the Rambam and the Ravid over here, the Rambam holds to make something into a miyuchad for Avodah Zarah, you need a maisa. What about making it ois Avodah Zarah? Maybe, according to the Rambam, maybe you can make an ois Avodah Zarah. Even if you don't do a maisa. According to the Ravid, you're able to verbally make it into an Avodah Zarah. You want to make it ois Avodah Zarah, then you can. Then you have to be some kind of an act. And what is it calling on? We really have a couple of lashonos of a Rashi and Tamura. Because Rashi and Tamura brings the Avodah Koftes and Tamura, Agav, even with Zulageya, the Girsa that we just mentioned, and Rashi over here, where the Rashi is telling us that you make it Avodah Zarah, you make it into Takrumis. Remember when we started a few minutes ago, we said, what? Here Rashi says, Lahaitis Abba Mosheikseyu Litsairach. See, the word Takrumis is taken out. He takes it out. Over here. On the side, it was seen by the Masura Sashas. Avodah Kochavim. But lo, he krivo. He was not makrivit. So what are we talking about in Rashi? We're talking about what? Making the Avodah Zarah itself, or we're talking about takruvis? Here he brings, so the way we have in our gear, so if we take the parentheses, lahait el.
Abidatzayin lahaytziyah sadagayach mukta shehikseyu letzayrech. Right. Takruvis or letzayrech avaydus kachavim. If you take it out, it means you're talking about the avaydus zara itself. That's the way, according to the girsa, that they take it out. Velo hikrivo, and he was not, there was not makriv to this thing to make it into an avaydus zara. The implication is that what is the din of mukta? If we're going to take it out, the implication is that the din of mukta is to make it into an avaydus zara, but there's no such thing as mukta to make it into a takrubis for avaydus zara. You make it a takrubis, the din of mukta is to make something into an avaydus zara. You take out the word takrubis, it means that's what the whole din is. Let's say you were miyachad it to be a takrubis for avaydus zara, there's no such thing. That is fair. Rashi and Tamura, different places, multiple places, tells us that the din of muktzeh is not limited, dafke, to make it into an avodah zarah. It applies even by takrubis. For example, over here we have chafches amid beis and Tamura. Actually, it's vacham also, but wait, see this first. Rashi and Tamura says, where in chafches amid beis we have a Rashi, where Rashi tells us, when we're talking about the din of muktzeh, Nevar, Chihu Mutar, Bakulu, Wahani, and then we have, the din of muktzeh, where he saw muktzeh, Shehik Suhu, Litzairach, Takrubis of Ariskachom. Rachel Bitchatana, Befench. What is muktzeh here, Rashi says? It doesn't mean that Sidi Lafuke being an avodah zarah, but at least he says it certainly includes the case where you're matzit to become an avodah zarah. To become a takruvis avodah zarah. That is mukta, not limited dafke to a case where you make it into an avodah zarah. No, not that. Now, how do you do that? Would you do an ayideya maisa? Or do you do it verbally? And that's going to be totally the Rambam and the Raven, which we'd have to see what Rashi Shita is Lagabe that. That's A. But, well, one thing we do see from the Rashi, that the din of the Muktzeh for Avodah Zarah is not limited to making it into an Avodah Zarah. It's being miyachin it also for Takrubis Avodah Zarah. That's A. Emphasis, we have Rashi and Zvachim also. Wait. We have Rashi and Zvachim also. You have a Rashi, does anybody have a Raif of a Rashi and Zvachim? The Gabi weather books is limited to that.
They quote Chaf Zayin. Over here they quote Rashi Chaf Zayin.
That's what I'm...
And now if I'm full of the Rebbe's doing,
they quote it. They quote, but that's what I have right in front of me. Rashi and Zvachim. Here at Chav Zayin Amid Beis, we have a Rashi. In Chav Zayin Amid Beis, where Rashi over there also comes. And we can't come and tell us, he can't come and tell us that Rashi holds that the whole din of Muktzeh is only to become an Avodah Zarah. Rashi here, Chav Zayin Amid Beis brings, the same Muktzeh Mineva the Trefa. Muktzeh Shehit Siyat Sehu, Leom Takruvis, Amaris Kacham. Chabzayin Amibes. You have Chabzayin Amibes if they're the halfway market. Right by the Mishnah. So over here, so one thing we do see, that Rashi, there's no reason really to take it out because the girsi here, because Rashi doesn't hold of it. We have Rashi in Zvachim. We have Rashi in Tamura. That the din of muktzeh is not limited to be maksit to be an avodah zarah. It's to be worked, it's to be used as a takruvis for the avodah zarah also. Yet we have chavtes and tmura. Now the Gemara brings in chavtes and tmura. Rashi over here comes and tells us the following. See, we have a Rashi, Anshi up there, it says, there it says, the Gemara in Tamura tells us that there is a case where something is affected, that guy, Yedei Yemaisa. Zu aber es kaza ama rama baravada ama rab yitzchak ey mukze aser ella anshe yavdu. Shows what this means. Ein mukze aser anshe yavdu. The mukze does not become aser for avodah zarah until yavdu. Now what is it talking about? Is it talking about, we have a couple of sfeikis here. First of all, is it talking about Takrubis or is it talking about the Avodah Zarah itself? All right, if Rashi all over tells us that it's not limited to Avodah Zarah, it could be both. It could be both. That what does the Achiyavdu mean also? Does it mean, like according to the Rambam, what does it mean Achiyavdu? It cannot become Mukta until you did an act. What about according to the Ravid? What would the Ravid hold? Achiyavdu means Ella, it's limited. That the only time the duration will continue and you can't do anything about it is only if you didn't do an act. But if you did an act to redesignate it, then you're able to make an Oysa by the Zorah. Is it Shaila making it Aser for Mukta? Or is it a question of making it Mutter?
To end it.
Like Shmuel Aaron said. So Rashi over here comes, and we have two Lashaytas in the Rashi also. Rashi comes and says, Anshi Yavdu. The Mukta is not Aser, Anshi Yavdu Bo. Shuma Vaina. Here, listen to this. Rabbi said, here, listen. Anshi Yavdu Bo. Shuma Vaina. Until you do some kind of an act. Letzairach Avaydas Kaychavim. Where you do it, Letzairach the Avaydas Zara. Now, how are you doing for the Avaydas Zara? Well, it doesn't make a difference. Remember Rashi and Chavches said, you're doing it for Mukta, for Takrubis. Could be Takrubis, or could be the Avaydas Zara itself. Lechayra. Shulam Avaydam Letzairach Avaydas Kaychavim. Like, what did you do? Mashiach Haskari. Did something, you made up with a wagon. Oshundavar, Shaasar, something else that you did, some kind of an act to make it designated for Abadi Abadizara. Abadikabi Achim Abitzar. You didn't do an act, then it does not become Asar. What does it take in order for something to become, have the sham of being a Takrubis, Mukta for Abadizara? And again, what is going to be? What's going to be the din of Mukta for Abadizara? Remember. It's going to become usher for a carbon. You're allowed to use it. It's not takrubis. You didn't worship it yet. Remember, you did it for takrubis. Everything, it's a moot point. The whole thing is an ad sequitur. You do that. We have all the guys of a sechta avay nezara. And what does it take? Remember, you need kainim and all the halachas that we have of takrubis. We're not talking here about takrubis. We're talking about mukta for takrubis. And but in order for it to do that, you have to have some kind of an act, according to the way Rashi tells us here. And then we have another Lashon. According to this first Lashon, that it has to be a Maisa done in order for it to be Usher, it means that he's going like Shikas HaRabbah. Then we have Lishnach Rina. A Mukta Usher. Ella. Ad sheyavdu bo shum davar, until you do something, sheyasu bo shum avayda, that you do some kind of an avayda, letzairach kaimrei avaydis kaychavim. You're doing something for the galachim, for the avaydisara, for their own personal needs, for their personal needs. You're not doing it for the avaydisara. The kaimrei, you know, they want to go ahead and want to use it for exercise, whatever they want to do. So when they do so, you're doing something, and because of that, they're going to redesignate its usage. All right, he then left it for the Avodah Zarah. A long enough time now, you look already. The Avodah Zarah has what it has, now we want to use it for ourselves. That's fine. According to the Lishna Achrina, as long as you did a Maisa, you day Kaimrin did a Maisa, then you are able to use it for a carbon. Shuma avayda, let's say, kaimri avadis kachavim. Avadis sheyavdu bo, shuma avayda.
Lo mitzah. However, when you did the Avaida for Zion, you did it for the Koimrim. They went and they did it for their own personal benefits. Then it's not usher. Again, it's not mukzer unless, except until they do some kind of an act, then it's usher. But when, until this, they do the act. But once they did the act, it's not usher. The sulo mikravilei. The reason is, because after that, they're not going to go and do it anymore. And since they're not going to go do it anymore, then it doesn't become, then it's not usher. So, which means that according to the first lashon, what does it take in order to become mukzer for avodah zarah? You need a meiser, like the Rambam. According to the second lashon, there is no basis to say that you need any kind of a meiser, which means the second lashon is learning like the Raifin of Rashi. And what about to make it eis avodah zarah? According to the Rambam, is it conceivable that you could make something oisa by the zara? No. No basis to say. We're never talking about something which is make oisa by the zara. Oisa by the zara is ois mukza for avada zara mean. So according to the Rambam, there's no such concept. According to the Raivin, there is. But in order for that to happen, you did some kind of a maisa. According to the Rambam, can you do it? Maybe you can't even do it. What about according to Rashi? According to Rashi in the first lashon, maybe we wouldn't be able to do it either. Which creates a problem also. Because it shows now that there's a lomdus over here also, and what's going on. We know that an avodah zarah could become ois avodah zarah. Not a Yisrael can. Yisrael can't do it. But a guy can be mevatel it. Even have Ryan's baby, you know, whether or not it has to be a mice, he can do it. With a dibur over there also, the same thing, even by the avodah zarah itself, the guy can do it. Remember, we had with the Ryan's guy to be a ragra, we have got some gemaras in the avodah zarah, which we talked about. Usually you do it by defacing it. Some kind of an act like that. But over here, why is it, if a man is able to do, why are we here when you have all of a sudden you need a meiser? Well, what for? Why can verbally you can't do it by a bizarre and perprata? You know that you can. And that's the shaila. What exactly is the iser of using the avodah zarah? And what's the iser lekarben of mukta? What makes it usher by the mukta? The fact that it has a shem of being muktzah l'avodah zarah, or no, the act that you originally did made it usher. And there's a shem psul independent. Don't bring ra'ayos from avodah zarah. What the din of the avodah zarah itself is to what the din of the muktzah for avodah zarah is. In certain ways, the muktzah for the avodah zarah could be more chomer than the avodah zarah itself. Or maybe it's not like that. Maybe you could say that the muktzah, the shem, based on the shem of the avodah zarah, itself. And therefore it calls about maybe even verbally. Maybe you could do it just like you do it by the avodah zarah itself. The Rav Klaus Briskerov has a clear in this, but it's going to be enough gemeinas that we have. The Rambam, we should at least be aware of the discussion. The Rambam, the Raivit, that we have and the two and also when we're talking about muktzah, what are we talking about? We're talking about muktzah for takruvis. Rashi is beferish. We're at least talking about takruvis also, or are we talking about the avodah zarah itself? And it's you talking that we can have both.
Is muktzah takruvis as bad muktzah?
That would make a difference. No, that'd be the same thing. Yeah, Shehem. So now what do we have here? It got all mixed up. Shehem is Adam al pi'ei echad. Sure, let's say it was usher because he an ein echad or the violent came and said. That was Chayv Misa. Reveh v'nirva.
Became mixed up, the Revair, the Nirva became mixed up in a regular carbon. This chalik of the Mishnah, remember, is referring to not like the first two lines of the Mishnah. First two lines of the Mishnah, we're talking that it was a whole herd of behemoth kulin. Now we're talking that there were all behemoths of karbonis, and one of these behemoths that were usher became mixed up in those multiple karbonis that were karbonis. They were karbonis. And a nirva, a buksa became mixed in with that. Let's not get mixed up as far as with the cases. Rav Nir Muksa, or Muksa, whatever Muksa, like we said, V'Ne'evad, or B'Yesnad or Mechir, we have an Esnad, or a Mechir Kelev, that was traded for a dog, and that's a Psul Karbet. The Esnad was a Psul Karbet, or B'Kilayim of a Treva, or Kilayim, which is a hybrid. Which, and that, of course, it's not a normal lena, or a yichus. And therefore, you can't use that for a carbon. Uber trefa.
Can see the wine that's
different. Maybe it's in a cat, maybe, not necessarily. Sorry, not necessarily. Yeah. I hear what you say. No, but if I see a kid, necessarily see it. Uber trefa. We know that a trefa, of course, is also for a carbon. Trefa is also for carbon. We know that where to be kabbat, it's called Mashke Yisrael. Tysus learns that we're talking even about a case. See the Tysus. Hi trefa, hechidami. Iyada leg. What is the case? We'll come back. Hopefully, Mitz Hashem will come back to the case of trefa. I want to, then we see a very big Yisaitis in Tysus. Valdigi Yisaitis that we have by the case of trefa. The Yitzhak Dyphon, if it's not comes out, not Derech Leda, Caesarian. Yiru Achi Stavu. So what do you do with all these things? What do you do with it? You can't tell where it is, and you can't bring it for a carbon. You can't bring any of them for a carbon. So what do? You have all of them, let the graves get a bum. The Yamakro and let Hegdish sell it. The Yami Midveha Yapish Abahed. And take, and then you'll replace it with the most expensive, behemoth. And you'll use that as a substitute for the carbon that might have been with the, for that behemoth that might have been the carbon. May I say that? Nisarvu, Bechulin. Is this clear to everybody? What we're doing over here? Yeah, your day.
No.
Fine. You have it all mixed up. There are some that are much more, much bigger, fatter, much more mahudr. The mahudr ones cost $500 a pop. Then there's scrawny ones. The scrawny ones maybe cost $200 a pop. So what are you going to do? Maybe the $500 one is the one that's going to be designated for a carbon. What are you going to give me? Stopping Mamuit and then take a $200 behemoth to buy off the street when you're depriving Hegdish of the $500 succulent, fat, juicy behemoth? No. You have to take Meyosa Amin and buy the fattest one, even though you don't know for sure that the fattest one was had Kedusha's carbon, but it might have had Kedusha's carbon.
Okay, let's not sell them and use that money.
No, you sell them. You sell them. And you can't use them, so you have to go ahead and do it. So you can't use them, so you have to, whatever you do, you have to replace it. You have to replace it. So you say all of them, you have all the carbonis. These are all the karbanis, and you have to replace them, bring them all. Remember, we have 10 behemoths, and you have one Revair Venerva there. You don't know, but the Revair Venerva, was it a 500-pound behemoth, was it a 200-pound? But you know the other things. You know that if there are 10 behemoths, 9 of them were certainly good. You don't know which one was which.
They don't become one group.
No. Nisarvu Mechulid Tmimin. Let's say they all become mixed in. Lisarvo, the Chula Tmimin. We're Chulim. There were Chula Tmimin. You had nine Chulim thinking behaviors. Without a mum. And you had this Rebbe, the Nirva there. Lisarvo, and what do you do? You're gonna bring them, what are you gonna do? The Rebbe there is possible for a carbon. What are you gonna do now with the rest of them? You could sell them, maybe have one zebach even, with many chulin, multiple chulins. Yimachru kol hachulin. What do you do over there? Sell off all the chulin. With tzarchei min, I say a carbon. Let's say that carbon is a chatos or something. So you do it to people that need a chatos. Go ahead and sell it for the benefit, for the tzarech of that min, of the carbon that's mixed into it. And it says, Harei Kulam Kanshim. So this way they'll all be Kanshim and they can be used. Shal Min Echad.
For Chatos.
For Chatos. Allah She'en Yadu Akol Echad Shal Min. You don't know which one is which, though. Which one was there, but so what? V'yigamu Kulam Kol Echad V'yachad V'she'en Mishahu K'nektani Matzneisa. All right, so that's fine. You'll have now. All ten, let's say, we'll have the Kedushas carbon. You don't know which one was somebody else's. But now you bring all ten and say, look, wherever it is, that one will be for Reuven, who was supposed to have it, and we don't know where it is. And then the other ones will be for everybody else, wherever they are. So what we have then is... Kutchim and Kutchim. Now they have, let's say not, they have got some Kutchim mixed in with other Kutchim, Mimimina. And we don't know who this is whose. Say Yikram L'Shem Mishahu, and say Yikram L'Shem Mishahu. So you bring whoever it is for. Kutchim and Kutchim and B'Shein Amina. Let's say they're different Minim of Kutchim. You don't, you have them all mixed up, you don't know who's whose. Even if they're separate ones. So what I'll have to do is, you'll have to take the more chashim of one, you'll replace it, so you don't know what's going to happen. Let's say you're right. Let's say one has another, one's shlomim. One's a bigger, one's smaller. But you forgot whose is what. I know I have to bring an oilo. Now, what am I supposed to do? I don't know which one's the oilo, which one's the shlomim, which one's the chatos, and which one's the shlomim, or something. But I don't know whether the behemoth that I had is a 500-pound behemoth. Maybe it's a scrawny little 200-pound behemoth. Misafik, I have to provide the 500-pound one. Well, it's now going to cost me more money, then so be it. Yavish b'shebahed b'minzeh, v'yveha yavish b'shebahed b'minzeh. Each one now brings a 500-pound behemoth. Now what? Nisarvu, however, let's say the karbonis that you have, let's say we have Karbonis, an Ayla, a Shlomim, and now what? Misarvu Bukhar of a Meiser. Here, it's not an Eitzer. What are you going to do? You're going to sell it off Yerachi Stavu. Can't do Yerachi Stavu because you can't be paying a Bukhar of Meiser. What do you do with the Bukhar of Meiser? You wait till they get a moment to eat it by itself. Misarvu Bukhar of a Meiser. Yerachi Stavu. The yichlu when you eat it all to b'char of a meiser. Eat them all like b'char of a meiser. I'll call you Chaylon Lehisare, Chutz Min Achatas V'Ha'asham. Everything is possible. We'll have to see why it is like that. Achatas and an Asham are Nicker. And therefore, there's no basis to say over there that became Taruvis, that you got mixed up. There, they're Nicker. You can always tell which is which. And we'll see why it is like that. There, Rashi says, L'chol Shnei Minei Kachim, Efshem Hu Sheyum Uravin, all kinds of other things. But not a because they're nicker. Over here, by chatas v'yosh chatas, when we talk about amchar obayser, here Rashi here said, maybe go back to the Rashi Nisar, who's vachem k'gaynayla b'amchar obayser v'hema, because they're not typhus to mayhem. You can't be pain of them, b'kdusha. Only be makar of them, b'yevshar. Shezek kali obezeh bechal. This one is eaten, this one is kulo, is burnt completely. It's completely different. Oh, I feel it, even if it's a shlamin, but so what? Zeto matonism, zeto bat narva. We all know from a shlamin, it's shlamin shein arva. What do you do with b'char o'baiser? B'char o'baiser is only one batana. Where do you make the batana, b'char o'baiser or Pesach? It's only one batana. You splash it where? What?
That's a big question.
Where do you splash it?
Shvicha. You're not going to have your side.
Shvicha, it says by the Pesach.
Right.
Okay, let's say Shvicha. Where are you shvichas it?
Can I get out your side?
What?
Can I get out your side?
Correct.
Maybe.
You can do it whatever you want, but not in the East. You can't do it because of the Drivus Bar,
Drivus Mizrachis has no use.
You can't do it in the East. The Mizrachis, you can't do it. You can do it on the end of it. Yeah, you could do, but the Drivus Mizrachis in the corner, you could. But you can't do it on the eastern side. It has to be connected on your side. That's true.
Southwest,
you can. Southeast, you also can at the corner. You can't do it in the east. East, you can. It has to be connected on your side. Yeah, because that's the smicha problem. The smicha problem would be a problem here. There's no smicha, right?
You allow the fire department to have this ability for yourself, even though you won't be able to make smicha because he had a problem.
Well, again, you mean they're different people, you mean?
Yeah,
they're different people. But that's what Tyson says, Tyson says, not over here, but we have Tyson and Git in different places. Let's see why it is like that. Because what will happen, what gives you, you got karma where, and it's not called Rai L'smicha. So I mean, you say, Kol Shreina Rai L'bila L'bila Ma'kevis. Right, that is a kasha. Yeah. Yeah. That's one of Tysus's Zayman on. Yeah. Here it says, Yirad Shisto Abu. And what do you do? V'yavi Mo's B'tmei Hayyafe. The Yaimad say, Komakam Shehu. Hazevach, is Domov. Wherever it is, the one that's not Bechor Meiser, Yeh Mechulu Alamos Halalu, let it be Mechulu on this money, Nitsa Chulin Me'urim Bechor U'Meiser, which means that you have a Chulin Dikim Behema Me'urim with Bechor Meiser Balei Bumin, the Yechlu Me'uravim, and therefore what do you do? Very nice. You go eat them all. Korbukaris Korabaiser, Bale Mubit. Shalo Yishka to be Iglis. Of course, you have to do it with the Chumrah. You're not able to go and shaft it in the market with all the Dinam of Korabaiser, Lishka Balitra, to weigh it with a scale. These are restrictions that we have for Korabaiser. And therefore, that's what you would be able to do. And then what will happen with the other one? The other one, you'll just bring for a carpet. This is the answer of what we do in this kind of a case. And what does it mean? My afilu hachikama. What the Mishnah mean? Like we pointed out when we learned the first line of the Mishnah, the first couple lines. Hachi karakol hazvachim sheni sarvu bohem. It doesn't mean all the karbon, all, it doesn't mean that you had a behemoth that was misarev in many, multiple chatos habesis. The other way it means, the opposite. You had what chatos habesis that was misarev in other behemoths. What do you do with all of them? The din is there is no with Yamusu Kulam, because it's a suffix. Just want to mention one thing here also. We talk about one of the cases that we have in the Mishnah is the case of a trefa. Taisvis comes, and Taisvis tells us, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Taisvis comes, and he brings the Rabbeinu Ephraim to him, the fourth line of the Taisvis, the top Taisvis, Vehiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim, Kevon, the Lo Yedea, we're talking about a trefa that became the Sarv in all the behaviors. So we say what? Kema de la Yedea ma. Again, you don't know which one's the trefa, which one's not the trefa. So what happens? What do you accomplish? Mama Wallace, what do you do with Re'ia? What are you going to go and be Re'erat Shistavu? What are you going to do with that? The Lamechla, to eat it, the Esher. Because it's a Sapik trefa.
You want to buy it.
So it's a subject trefa. Wait, so what are you going to do? You give it to a guy. Wait, Ma Ellis Kadriya, the Lamechla Yeshir, Bishop Subject Trefa. Liyabe Kachavim, or the Klavim Yeshir, they put his Hakachim Lachil in the Klavim. Baruch David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, here, listen to this. We have Gvaldik Yisach here.
That's unbelievable.
What are you going to do? Are you going to redeem it and give it to a guy? You can't do it. That's like giving it, redeeming kegdish for dog food. You can't do that. You learn from Pasek. There are two things that I wanted to bring out. Maybe this one I would bring out tomorrow. The main thing I wanted to bring out is the next part. Where he brings and he says, what's the answer? What are you going to do over here? Redeem it? What are you going to happen? What are you going to do with it after you redeem it? Give it to a guy. You can't eat it yourself. It's a subject trade. So what are you going to do? Give it to a guy. Can't do it to a guy either. It's a dog food. You can't do that. Tice tells us he is signed. And he shows what he means. Shema Kesavah pointed to Sakha, maybe he can hold him, maybe he'll go. It's a bunch of Machil Bliklovim. But then Tosfos says, Inami, we can hear, a pointed to Sakhachim Lachil Bliklovim. Hani Mili Hechad Lachazu El Bliklovim. That only applies where the Makkah, where the only thing you can do with it, it's giving over to dogs, to dog food. It's, you cannot give it over to a person where it's going to be able to be used for some other purpose. Can go and kachum shemesu. Let's say kachum shemesu. What are you going to do with dots of carcass? What are you going to do? How are you going to redeem a carcass? To do what? To give it to dogs? You ain't already had kachum achim liklovim. Oni trivu. Avalhani asurim machmas trefis chulin shenizarvu bohem. Why are these things, Osir? Because of the trevis of chulin that became the sarv of them. Because of some other extrinsic reason, you cannot use it. Aval kachim gufayu, imhayu bakirin, if you would recognize it, you would see the chazalindi day shari lachilim lachilim lachilim. What would happen? What do we have over here? What we have over here is we have multiple korbanis that you're not going to be able practically to do anything with it because it's mixed in with a trefa. But let's say you would home in exactly intrinsically
Is there anything wrong with the kutchim themselves? They have to be mixed in with the treva, but there's nothing wrong mixed in with that. Nothing wrong with the karbonis themselves. Lamaisa, what are you going to be able to do with it if you're going to wait till it gets a mum? Lamaisa, you're going to have to give it to a guy or to dogs. So he says, that's not a problem. The din of eight pointing is a kutchim lachinim liklovim. Is Mamakim where there's something intrinsically wrong with the pinion of the carbon. Just because it happens to come out that you're going to be using the carbon after the pinion, and the only thing you practically you're going to wind up doing with is to give it to a guy, that's not a problem. Which means that we have a fundamental clear. What is the din of a putting the sakachim lachinim the klavim? Does it mean something that started out as hegdish? You're not allowed to maneuver it, and you're going to wind up using it for klavim. How? However you're going to do it, you have to make sure that it, you don't maneuver it, that it's going to come out being used to klavim once it was before hegdish. Or it's not like that. It's a din intrinsically in the act of pinyin. What is pinyin? Pinyin is as a pinyin of the hegdish, with a pinyin be'etzim is right to be used for other things. Not where the only thing that it could possibly be earmarked for is treifus, is for goyim or for dogs. You want to go ahead and, let's say you take something, and it's right for pinyin for all kinds of other stuff. Very nice. And you decide, I'm going to use it for klavim. No problem with that, they say. You can do that. Why? Because if I want to, I can use it for myself. I can go ahead and eat meat for myself. The din of a badis chilus haklotchim is not and what you're going to wind up using it for. It's a din in hilchus pinyin. The pinyin intrinsically is only right in the Torah is mechadish. The din of pinyin intrinsically, but look at where it's possible for it to be used for other things, not where the only thing you can possibly use it for is for clothing. It's a shit, we'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.